Hello, testing 1, 2, 3. If you are listening to, well, if you're listening to the pre-show right now, what do I mean? If you are listening to the pre-show right now, so, or you're watching it. And let me just finish this, very quickly finish this text. I never know if I'm rolling over a cat's tail around here. This is what my life has become. All right, look, at some point in the past, I believe it was 2 developers ago, we created an opportunity for you to subscribe to the website through a third party. And in this case, I think it was iTunes. So you could go to iTunes, listen to our website, and you could access the subscription platform, I believe, through these third party platforms that we were connecting to you through the RSS feed. Well, one of them failed, probably 2 of them. I think the Apple podcast, I keep hearing Apple podcast. I don't know if that means iTunes or not. So if you subscribe to the website by way of Apple podcast, by way of iTunes, by way of what's the one? Podcast Catcher, something like that. In other words, you didn't go to the site, but you went to the site, but you accessed it by way of a third party. There's a chance that you're still subscribed and you are still a member, but you're not going to be able to access the daily podcast through those third parties. You have to go to our site until we fix what appears to be broken RSS feeds or links. So what's happening is this. The product is getting pushed out by our website toward these third-party applications, if you will, or websites, and it's not getting picked up by them. This failure occurred, we think, within the last few days. I know people claim that they've had it since December. We have no record of any emails from December having to do with any of this. That's the facts, okay? My experience has taught me time and again that people tend to, well, that there's that word conflate. I don't know if that's the right word, but people tend to look back and say, well, you know, I've had problems with the web, this and that. And I'm sure I had that problem too. When in point of fact, no, they didn't. We got alerted to this by way of emails earlier than like 2 or 3 days ago. No email we got before that had anything to do with a busted RSS feed or anything like that. But anyway, that having been said, we're fixing it, okay? We're fixing it. You know the thing that the internet has taught me? Is that you give people anonymity and they revert to being 4-year-olds. It's amazing. I don't know whether the pressure of being an adult is just too much or that we're all just born hypocrites, you know what I mean? Or that we're just all full of shit when it comes to who we say we are and because give people a level of anonymity on the internet and they behave like absolute fucking 5-year-olds and idiots. Just, their children would be ashamed of them, you know, and I doubt seriously that they behave that way in front of their kids. They probably go on and on about how you shouldn't behave that way to their kids, but their children would be fucking absolutely mortified to see their parents acting the way I see them act, the way they sometimes interact with me, the way they sometimes interact with our business or other businesses, other people that I know in the business who've had similar dealings with people. I mean, just about every single solitary person I know in the entertainment business has had these unbelievably infantile encounters with otherwise supposed adults. It's really interesting. Then they get pissed off at you when you bring up the fact, would you behave that way in front of your kids? Boy, they really get nuts then. Boy, they really lose it then. They're just, you know, how dare you bring up my children? Why the fuck not? You know, but anyway, so that's that. We're fixing it, man. And if we don't fix it, we're going to get rid of the link and we'll just have people subscribe directly at the website, which I was always a fan of. I don't believe in third-party anything, you know. And if we lose business, well, you know, that's that. I've never been anybody that ever gave a flying fuck. If someone's unhappy with the business, they want to cancel, please do. You know, I know how hard we work, and I know the project that we have here, and I know the challenges that it presents. I know we're not fucking off. I know we're not cutting corners. I know we're not being lazy, you know. I know we have a unique product, all of that stuff. So if that's not good enough for some people, please, by all means, cancel. get lost, you know. It's never bothered me. I don't think I've ever made any sort of statement like, oh, please, you know, give us another, you know how these people give us another chance kind of shit? Fuck that. Like I said, we've raised the price on our website once in 20 motherfucking years. And we have an entirely unique product. And it's a professional product. We have a professional site. You know, we have people who subscribe to our work, and we work very hard at it. And there you go, man. And so if you are involved in similar efforts, I would say press ahead and be true to yourself and, you know, don't compromise. Work hard. Try to put out the best thing that you can, but, you know, don't let anybody fucking fuck with you. Okay. I don't know what the fuck to say about it. I got an email today of somebody asking me a question. I got to really think about how I want to answer it. Okay. What? You and your date. I got a race weekend coming up on Saturday, March 30th. That's going to be our race day. And on Friday, we will draw. Will we draw on Friday? Let me get in touch with Baker. I think we should draw on, not Friday, but a week from Friday. Give people a chance to get on the board. So, should we draw? This coming Friday is the... Hold on, I know. There's like a million people right now saying, I got the date, I know what it is. I know you do. I think we should draw on the 25th. This coming Friday is the 18th. I think the 25th. That's almost two solid months ahead of race day, which will be March 30th at Santa Anita. Now, what I got to find out, and because I have no answer to this, what is going on Santa Anita? First of all, let me do something here, man.
Steve Ozell.
Yes, sir. Well, Mr. Henry, most of what I'm doing.
Why don't I know K fucking Kaiser's fucking mug is going to be here? What am I doing? What the fuck am I watching here? All right, turn this shit down, Phil. Yeah, man. Now what are you thinking of that fucking song? I dug a ditch in Wichita. Pissing down rain, man. Pissing down fucking rain here. I mean, you wouldn't believe the goddamn rain. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Test. Test, test. Test, test, test. All right, man. Let me see here, dude. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, Phil, that's correct. What we're going to be doing probably is just going to show people how to gear up for bad weather because, you know, basically what we will be showing people and mostly what we'll be doing is showing people how to gear up for bad weather, you know, because what we have found is when you make your presence felt during the 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2. What we found is when you do make your presence felt during a foul weather gear, I mean, during foul weather time, and you move through a crowd of people wearing a slicker, holding a rain gauge, holding a rain gauge with umbrellas, you present to people the look of, you know, control, that you've got it under control.
Well, what exactly do you have under control, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, what do we have under control? We have it under, we've got it together. In other words, we give people the inspiration to not panic. So if there is a lot of rain, and there has been a lot of rain, and it's highly unusual, I know a lot of people think that, you know, the drought is, this is unusual, having rain. I haven't seen this in years. And I don't know. I was talking, you know, it's funny. I saw my wife on the phone earlier today, Phil, and there was a little bit of a catch in my voice. I just went, I think she got a recording of it right here. John Tubala is our media director, and he records all my phone calls with my wife.
Why does he do that?
Why do you do that, John? You know, that's a really good question.
Wait, this man is recording all of your phone calls to your wife, and you don't know why.
I really don't. Why do you do that? Why do you do it? No, kidding. So, here it is. Yeah, honey, we're here. I have to stay late. So you can see right there my voice. I was frightened.
That was you talking to your wife.
That's correct, yeah. And that takes a lot for me to...
I usually turn the second TriCaster on, which we do use for audio, but more often than not, we use it as a heater for this room in the winter for Brea, the cat. Even though I have a space heater going in the kitchen, we have... It's a long story. We have two kitchens here, so we have one downstairs. Lena Horne. What the fuck is this movie? Lena Horne and Kay Kaiser? That's about as weird as it gets. Thousands cheer. A colonel's daughter loves a private and puts on an army show with Mickey Rooney. Yeah, okay. You know, when I was a kid growing up in the 60s, Red Skelton was on TV. You guys probably never heard of this guy, but he had his probably almost as popular a show as Carol Burnett had later on. And, I mean, he had a popular show. It was a comedy show. I'm not really sure, but I know that my aunt, my dad's cousin, who we called our aunt, we called her aunt, that aunt thing I picked up from my southern friends, Aunt Alice, she loved Red Skelton. And she claims to have, you know, interacted with him in the luggage store that she worked at the Green Hotel in Pasadena, where she said, oh, Jack Benny came in today, and Red Skelton came in. Anyway, I thought this cat was like, I don't know who Red Skelton is, but he's a big famous guy. Turns out this dude had a whole career in movies. Fuck, I'm looking at this goddamn TCM, and there's Red goddamn Skelton. I see him all over the fucking place. So he was like a famous movie comic. I didn't know half of these guys. Fred McMurray, I see him on My Three Sons. It turns out the guy was like a movie star. He was in all kinds of cool flicks, you know. Because I'm dumb. I mean, or whatever. I mean, I don't know, you know. Yeah, Fred McMurray. I knew Henry Fonda had been in movies. I think, yeah. And I knew that, like, who else was on TV? Well, Henry Fonda wasn't really on TV. Fred McMurray. Donna Reed. The Donna Reed Show. I thought she was like just a TV star. She was in all kinds of fucking movies. Good ones. You know? And what else? This came as a surprise to me. I had no idea. And trying to think of who else was on TV. Well, okay. Shirley Booth, and she did this TV show called Hazel. She paid a fucking maid. Mr. B, you know, thought, okay, she's kind of a funny lady, whoever. Turns out she was she won an Academy Award, man. She was like a Academy Award winner. I mean, so in other words, all these people that I, and that you, in your own generations, thought were just sort of TV clowns or whatever, just, I don't know, Andy Griffith. That fucking movie, have you ever seen Face in the Crowd? That cat's acting chops are pretty fucking impressive. I mean, he's holding his own with some... First of all, his director was Elia Kazan, so let's just start there. You think you're going to fuck around with a guy like that? Man, he fucking jumped into the character of that hillbilly that becomes a big famous TV star. And he's with Patricia Neal. She ain't no fucking slouch. I mean, she's, you know, she was brilliant. So, Andy Griffith. I knew him from fucking Andy Mayberry, all that bullshit, right? Of course, how's a guy, if a guy, he's got a hit TV show because he's a good actor, a good comic actor. Well, of course. If he's good, he must have gotten it from some, he must have been doing it for a long time, you know, and knows what his shit is. I mean, so it just shows you how goofy and dopey I was. Andy Griffith, that fucking, they had that on TV the other day. They were doing a whole Elia Kazan film festival on TCM. They had Panic in the Streets, fantastic fucking movie. They had that one facing the crowd. They had a bunch of ones that I never really put together with Elie Kazan. Pretty interesting, man. But Andy Griffith, Christ, was he fucking good. I don't know where he came from, man. Was he a stand-up comic or some shit? You know what? He must have had some theater. Do you think? I'm hearing, like, groaning sounds. To make sure, I worry. It's almost like you got kids, you know? I worry about rolling this fucking chair right over the tail of some cat. There we go. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hi, Phil Henry here.